Once a month, social workers from Hong Kong charity group Chicken Soup Foundation pay Michelle Ngai a visit at her home. Michelle is a single mother struggling to get by on a meager income in one of the world's most expensive cities. She can barely afford the basics for her and her autistic daughter. The tables and chairs in her home were donated by the charity.
To other people, they may be ordinary things, but to me and my daughter, it makes us feel fortunate that somebody shows us love.
Chicken Soup Foundation mainly supports single-parent families, providing counseling as well as necessities, including medical supplies. This washing machine was also a recent donation. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, many of Hong Kong's poorest are facing unprecedented hardship.
Seeing people face such difficulty has an emotional effect on us too.
Over the last 3 years, there's been a big rise in people seeking relief. For charity workers, it's been particularly demanding.
I see some burnout on staff, especially during the fifth wave, because at that time we have more than 50% of our staff got COVID as well, but we still have to serve our families.
And that's not the only reason many charities are facing staffing challenges.
According to the Hong Kong Social Workers General Union, as many as 28% of social workers quit their jobs in the last year. Many of them left the city altogether because of strict pandemic curbs and political uncertainty following a crackdown on the pro-democracy movement.
Hong Kong's struggling economy as a result of the pandemic has made fundraising more difficult also. One survey conducted by a local agency found a fifth of the organizations it interviewed had shuttered or suspended operations.
Social enterprise is a platform for the people to help the society to do good, you know, for the community. So without this platform, I think there will be few opportunity for the people in Hong Kong to have a channel to do good for this society.
And the loss of such organizations means many who've been struggling here and rely on their help will find it difficult to get the support they need. Patrick Fong, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.